It's National Beer Day. We haven't even cracked one open because there's too many carbs. I need to get some of those Bobo no-carb beers, which I never enjoyed.
Yeah, I know. A beer is tough, man, because I like the IPAs. I like the taste of certain IPAs, but they're really heavy.
They have so much sugar in it.
Yeah.
And Robin loves that stuff. She loves the Golden Monkey, the Victory, and then there's another one, Mad Elf, that they put out during the holidays.
That's got a lot of alcohol in it, doesn't it? Yeah.
See, you only need one beer, but it's really high on the carbs.
Exactly.
And to me, any other beer is just water.
I like the Heineken non-alcoholic is pretty darn good.
Is it really?
It tastes just like Heineken if you like that.
Now,
I don't like American Heineken. You know, it's different.
Robin's a beer snob.
Oh, that's right.
She's a beer snob. We go, when bars were open and we'd go out to dinner, if we weren't drinking wine, you know, we'd get like a pizza with beer. You get beer with pizza. You don't get wine when you go to a pizzeria for the most part. And I'd order a Yingling. And then she'd have to look at the extra special menu and pay $12 for a Victory.
Right.
I'm like, dude, I'm paying $2.50 for a Yingling made here in Pennsylvania.
But I'll only
and
have
she's
one
gotta
beer.
Spend $12.50 of my hard earned money to have a stupid, overpriced, hoppy ass beer.
8.5% alcohol.
9%. Oh, no, 13.
Oh, 13.
Matt Elf is 13.
I'll just pour a little I'll just put some rubbing alcohol and put it in there. I'll bring some of the others to Everclear, and I'll pour that in there. Some Sterno. You won't know the difference. And I used to mock all the people. Remember we had a lot of listeners who would drink that, the one with the really low carbs that everybody was drinking for a while?
What?
And then knock the men who drank that beer.
Ultra?
Yeah, Michelob Ultra. When dudes would order Michelob Ultra, I'd poke fun at them a little bit. Hey, come on, man, have a real beer.
Well, their whole ad campaign was like, if you work out and you're concerned about how you're going to
look,
you can have a couple of these beers and you're not going to blow your
diet. Well, now Tony's one of them.
Yeah, because that Corona Premier is like the Ultra.
I know. That's what I was drinking for a while before the coronavirus was around.
But it still has a little bit too much. I mean, keto, we've been doing really well. I've lost... how long have we been doing it now, Tony?
Since March 2nd. So we're in our second month here, Harry.
I've lost 12 pounds, and Tony, you've lost about 14, right?
Almost 15, but I was losing a pound a day, and then all of a sudden I leveled off, which is an outrage. I'm thinking I'm going to lose a pound a day. I'd be down. So I'm down 15 pounds.
Yeah.
I want to get down another 10. And, you know, it's but one thing about the keto, I will say, and a lot of people have tried it. You did it for a while. It works, but the food, you can get... There's great recipes. Like everything Robin makes, it's keto, it's tasty. So it's not like the bland stuff that you have to eat. And
you're like, you're not eating salads all the time.
Exactly. Yeah. And nobody got time for that. Meanwhile, Gary Radnich is going to join us this hour live from San Francisco. This is a rare opportunity here because Gary hasn't been out in public, you know, even before the coronavirus.
Well, nobody goes out in public anymore.
No, yeah, now he can't go out in public. We'll find out what he's been doing since he retired from broadcasting.
He's hunkered down. He says his kids are home and they're just hanging out.
And that's the toughest part, I think, for the people who are going through this. The people who have their kids at home every day.
Yeah.
Because you can go tell them to go get on, you know, watch, get on your stupid game. And nowadays, I think parenting has gotten easier because when I was a young dad, my kids, you take a road trip.
Yeah, we didn't have videos.
You didn't have anything. You tell them to sit in the back and
little
count
game
cars.
Players.
No, they would have the little Game Boys. That was it. But then you were like counting cars, like, oh, there's yellow car, and then they punch somebody. You know those games?
Right, people or if you still saw a license plate from a certain state.
Exactly. You think kids have the time or patience to do that now? Yellow car, boom, and then you punch the person. Did you ever do that? Did you do that, Robin, with your kids growing up?
Punch buggy.
But if you saw buggy. A VW,
yeah, VW bug.
Bug. Yeah.
Punch buggy. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially if it was a yellow punch buggy.
Yellow
punch buggy.
I went and saw them at the TLA before everything was shut down.
I guarantee you that's on Urban Dictionary. Yellow punch buggy.
That means
somebody's going to let us know what that means.
And I am always the last one. Like, I have no idea what I'm saying sometimes. And people like, explain to me, like, Robin, you can't use that phrase.
Right, it means something.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I don't know.
No. A lot of good reaction on the Twitter stream, at Tony Bruno Show, at Harry Mays TU, and at Miss Robin Austin, if you're following us. You know, a lot of people are upset that I put Keith on because he's extremely left-wing. I know what? People think I'm extremely right-wing. Why can't you just enjoy your friends? You don't have to talk about politics.
We didn't.
We never did. Keith and I never. When he was on MSNBC doing the countdown show, and I was in L.A., I'd go on all the time. We never talked about politics. And it was a political show. It was a news show.
Weren't you on Friday nights mostly, right?
And whenever he needed me, I would go on during the week on countdown, which I thought was the best news show of its era. It was counting down the top 10 news stories of the day. And if it happened to be a sports story, he would have me on, and I'd go in the little room and sit there with the backdrop and go on with him time and time again, year after year. And then when he started the ESPN show, Robin and I would drive.
We'd go up to New York
every Friday, do the show Friday night, hang out Saturday morning. You know, we'd go to a different great restaurant in New York every week, and it was a lot of fun. And so it's not about politics. Everything in your life is not about politics, people. Relax, turn off the noise, and stop worrying about whether your friend's a liberal or no, he's a right winger.
And not
oh
only
my
that,
God. Oh, how am I going to talk to him anymore?
Can we not dump our friends because they believe something differently than you?
I know.
Like, does everybody have to have a hive mind nowadays?
I think unfortunately, it's they do.
I think it's just that people don't know what else to talk about.
Well, even if you know I mean? Like, yeah, I mean, but still, it's just it, like I hate this idea that. You have a friend that thinks differently than you?
Right.
You
ridiculous.
Need to get rid of them.
And you still hang with them?
Oh, my God.
But, Keith still follows you? How did he not? Because I don't go crazy about politics. I have fun on Twitter. People think, oh, my God, what happened to you, Tony? What happened to the guy I've been listening to? Nothing happened to me. Something may have happened to you, if that's the way you see the world. I haven't changed at all. I'm the same guy I've been for 40-plus years. When I was breaking Keith in as a great, young, brilliant mind out of Cornell University, teaching him the street cred that you need to be a part of this world, he remembers those days because we respect one another.
Right.
He's much brighter than I am. The guy's a genius.
So it's the opposite of when you break up with someone where you say, it's not you, it's me.
Exactly, yes.
This is the opposite.
I've never said that, by the way. I've never said it's not you, it's me. I just want you to know that, Harry.
I used that once or twice. But he brought up something interesting. He doesn't think you're going to see baseball this year.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay? And I don't know if we are or not. I hope we do. And I'm not the biggest baseball guy, but I'd love to see it this year. But he brought up the fact that they're trying to sequester the players, basically, in their own areas where they can remain safe. How is that? He brought it up. Like, if you're a baseball player, you want to go out, right?
Well, the interesting thing about this whole thing is that one of the things they're saying that Arizona is now 23rd in the number of cases, and by the time they would do this, they would have the quick tests, which they already have, and they're implementing them, the ones that you get the results in 5 minutes. So they'll be able to constantly test the players and the managers.
Right.
And then even in the dugouts, they're talking about not just all the players sitting next to each other. They would be sitting in the stands separated.
6 feet apart.
By like 5 or 6 seats. So they're thinking of the ultimate protection.
Right.
And again, the thing about, well, how would they make the money without the fans there?
TV, right?
The TV revenue would go up because more people would be watching. Mm-hmm. The broadcasters would be safe in their booths and things of that nature. So they're thinking about all the different ways that they can pull this off. And I get the concerns about safety and the concerns about how a player is not going to go roaming in Scottsdale.
Well, that's
I mean,
the
you
thing.
Go to Scottsdale.
Scottsdale's awesome,
you
right?
get loose every night. Mill Avenue? Am I right, Robin? I love Arizona. I'd be making side trips to Sedona on an off night. I'd go up there and lay out in the red rocks, feel the vortices, because there's multiple vortexes, as you know, up there. But I call them vortices. Right, Robin?
Is that the proper plural?
I don't think so.
I think
so.
It is.
Vortices?
Are they vortexes? I think they're vortices.
I think it's vortexes.
No, I think it's vortices.
Vortex-I?
No, that's Mark Teixeira, who's not sending text messages anymore for the New York Yankees.
I will look it up.
I call them the vortexes, but vortices, I believe, is the actual word. Anyway, Gary Radnich is going to join us. We've got news on the UFC. Did you see this story?
Yes, I did.
How
this is an idea.
Damn it.
I love
He's
this
correct.
It's vortices, right?
Vortices.
It is.
Wow. Are you going to doubt the mind of Bruno here?
It says it's both, but the proper one is vortices, but people also say vortexes. But
yes,
it
you
is
can.
Vortices.
It's either or either. It's neither or neither.
Yeah, but Dana White's got an idea, though.
Yeah,
man.
We'll talk about that. This is great. In fact, let's mention it right now before we go to break. So Dana White, UFC has had to cancel 3 cards already. They canceled one. One was supposed to be this Saturday night. That's canceled, the 11th. They canceled the card on the 21st of March and on the 28th of March. And so it's not that he wants to put people in danger. He says he has a deal. He's a day or two away, Harry, from closing a deal on a private island so that he can
hold. Is this Epstein's Island?
It could be. It's unoccupied
right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
I don't know if it's for sale, but it's for rent at least. Jeez. I can get you a good price.
Right.
They cleaned everything out of there.
They did?
It's been sanitized from what I hear. I don't know what island it is. I don't think it's Fantasy Island. I don't think it's
depends who you ask.
Rikers Island. I don't think. No, it's. And he's not saying where the island is.
Well, no, because you wouldn't want anybody to be able to find it.
Well, if you have a boat, you can find anything, Robin. But the point is, UFC 249 is scheduled for April 18th. That is next Saturday night.
Man.
So what he's doing, he's keeping all the fighters safe away and quarantined, and they all get tested. And so, and by the way, those guys are bleeding all over each other. So, I mean, it's one of those sports where you don't worry about that stuff for the most part.
Well, that's the other thing. Like with the WrestleMania the other night, I know that was pre-recorded. All those guys, they had to be pre-tested.
Oh, absolutely.
They're all sweating on each
other.
No,
absolutely. They all are. And you notice all the rich people, all the athletes, even then when they get the coronavirus, they're all getting through it, other than elderly players who get it, and it's one of these things that leads to the death.
Mm-hmm.
But young athletes, all the NBA guys who got it, they're all clear now, which is great.
Yeah.
So not everybody that gets it dies, especially if you're in good shape. So he's going to have a card, UFC 249, Saturday night, April 18th, and then he's going to continue to have cards almost like every weekend there. So he'll fly the fighters there. I guess he's going to fly them.
Yeah.
He's not going to take a slow boat to the item.
Well, they'd be a big charter jet or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It doesn't even have to be big. You don't need a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And there won't be any fans there. And the people, most of the fans are watching on pay-per-view anyway, right?
Right.
It's not like people are going to the UFC fights in Vegas because nobody's going to anything in Vegas. No shows, no fights. So that's a great idea. That's why you got to love Dana White, man. Yeah. The guy's a forward thinker.
And you had him on at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I always have him on. Yeah. Whenever we're in Vegas all the time, I love Dana. The guy's really a bright guy. And he knows how to market, and he knows how to take care of his people.
Dean pointing out on the Twitch stream, Robin questioning Tony's knowledge again and coming up empty.
Yep.
I hate to do it to her. You notice I didn't even give her one of those, Harry, because that's not my style. But, again, you can rip me when I'm wrong, but please don't rip me when I'm right. And you get one of these for that, Robin. I'm sorry.
This is, I think, my first one for the new show.
No, I think you got one yesterday, I think.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so. That was the previous Monday when we announced that we were going to have a show. Yeah.
We're coming back. The great Gary Radnich, legendary broadcaster in the Bay Area, San Francisco. We'll find out what he's doing, whether the Bentley's still there, what's going on in his life as he's in sequestration. He's not in isolation because he's got a family around him. He's going to join us next right here, SiriusXM 211, Tony and Harry.
It's a beautiful thing. So, no, he already told us last time that the Bentley is...
I know, but it's a joke, though.
But I do have a photograph of you washing the Bentley and you and him in front of the Bentley.
In front of the Grotto, was it Grotto 11?
Yeah.
What's the restaurant down
there? I forget what it's called.
Robin's batting a clean 500 on the first two shows. Because Clarky Bob.
Thanks, Clarky Bob.
It's Better Call. What is it? Better Call Tall on here?
Better Call Tall. Yeah,
there
I don't know.
There are a couple WWE wrestlers who tested positive, and they're making them stay quiet about it.
Yeah, because if they go into isolation and treatment, unless they're in bad shape, and then they put him in ICU. But
Cujo knows, yes, we did have to kill the walk-up songs because we can't have those play over the air at Sirius right now. We might be able to add them at some point when things are a little bit more, when we've got things nailed down. But we still have so many things, so many different sounds being input and figured out that having the walk-up sounds would be just too confusing right now. So we had to put them on the back burner, so to speak.
Exactly.
But all the visual stuff is still working. So any of your masks and other
now is a good time to use the masks, but now more than ever.
Yeah, no. Speaking of which, we'll see how long they take to arrive. But I did order us some masks because I can't get the medical masks. If I were to order medical masks right now on Amazon, which normally you can get everything within 24 hours. Yeah. They said that medical masks would not be able to get here until June.
Well, yeah, Robert Kraft has to deliver them in his Patriots jet.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I'm.
Everybody's taking pictures of their SiriusXM and their car.
Oh yeah.
Where it says, "There it is, XM channel 211."
I was getting a lot of people yesterday saying they can't find it. I'm like, it was so easy to find.
Somebody else was saying
even on the app. I mean, it worked.
Somebody else was saying that maybe the Sirius package that they have doesn't have this channel listed, but I don't know. I like we have whatever package we have. I think we get everything, right?
Yeah, I mean, I pay for it.
But so
I've been paying for
Sirius
forever.
We've had Sirius forever.
I even buy my son. That's what I get him for his, for Christmas every year. My son Chris down in Delaware. I get him because he has a truck and he drives around all the time. Except now.
Who's Cujo knows? He says, can we do the masks on Harry? What masks?
I would have to.
Oh, that, like you had, and is that what that is?
Yeah,
you,
I would
you
have.
Did that?
It's no, it's so it's through Tony's, it's registered to this camera.
Okay.
And so people can choose to put masks on Tony.
Oh, okay.
And it's through the program.
I got you.
I would have to figure out how to change it, switch it over to a different camera.
So it's like what all the strippers and the porn girls do on what's
yeah,
that,
but no,
what's
but
that
these
program
are like,
where they put like face dog faces
oh,
on
oh, yeah,
them,
that's
so.
Not the same thing.
Snapchat. No, those,
yeah,
I think that's Snapchat.
Yeah, those are Snapchat filters, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on Sirius XM 211.
Still ahead on today's extravaganza, which we used to call it when Andrew Siciliano and I were together. By the way, Andrew will be with us next hour in the big 5 o'clock happy hour of the extravaganza. I haven't called it that since Andrew and I were working.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was the morning extravaganza. Do we have Gary on the line right now? Are we calling him or is he calling us?
We are calling him.
How come I always have to remind people to call him?
Now, you got to bring people up to speed on Gary that maybe weren't familiar
yes.
with him
so,
in San Fran.
Obviously, Gary.
Legend.
Legendary. Actually, he was, you know, Gary was a basketball player at UNLV.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he was a hell of a basketball
with
player.
With Tarkanian or like prior to
no,
that?
No, before Tarkanian.
Okay, wow.
So Gary Radnich was a really good athlete.
How tall is he?
He's a six. He wasn't a big guy. He's a short white guy who can shoot. I mean, you know, that's what you need. Especially back at UNLV.
That was college basketball in the
exactly.
60s,
buddy. You're a short white guy who can shoot the basketball and you're from San Jose?
Right.
Come on, man. So Gary was a hell of an athlete. Great basketball
okay.
player. Then he got into the TV business and he was the TV anchor in San Francisco for decades. In fact, he had more time on his sports show. You know on news they cut back the sports guy?
For the weather.
Yeah.
You got to put the weather
in
on
In San Francisco,
times.
Gary got like a 15-minute sports segment every
wow.
night. And they cut everything else out. That's how popular he was
mm.
in his heyday. And he was on KNBR radio forever in middays and basically an icon in the Bay Area. And so I went on the air with Gary back
wow.
in 1998 when I was working with Mike Golic at ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
So they started putting me on every day. I would call in, do a segment with Gary, and that was on the air for 17 consecutive years.
How'd that get hooked
years.
Up? Like, how'd that start?
Because Tony Salvador was the GM of KNBR, and he tried
oh, okay.
to hire me out there multiple times. And like a dope, I turned the jobs down. And so Gary Radnich, I met him when we went out there because Mike Golic and I went out there, did some shows mm-hmm. out at KNBR studios when we were traveling the country, talking to our affiliates, and KNBR
right.
was one of our affiliates. And then I got to meet Gary, and then Gary said, hey, why don't you call in? And I would call him in
hey,
every day.
Pick up the phone if you want.
Uh-oh, he's in the background, ladies and gentlemen. You can hear him. He's home. He's hunkered down. He's got the entire family sequestered. He's got the Bentley locked up somewhere, although the Bentley's not around anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, Gary Radnich. Gary, how are you, pal?
Tony, this is you're interrupting. Normally at this time, I've got Lawrence Kudrow, Wolf Blitzer, or Megan Thee Stallion on. So
well, I don't want to interrupt you from the coronavirus update, Gary, out there in the Bay Area.
Yeah. No, like I said, once Larry Kudrow builds you up and then Wolf Blitzer beats you down, then I need the Stallion to make me feel good again.
Exactly.
So
hey, listen, you know what, Gary? Since we went back on the air yesterday on Sirius XM 211, the stock market has surged. So
yeah.
I'm going to take credit. If yesterday it went up 1,600 points.
Yeah,
I haven't looked at it today. What is it right now, Gary?
No, Tone, it was up 900, so don't get too cocky. It ended in it ended negative today. So
it's an outrage.
Yeah.
All right, I was good for one day at least, Gary. That's all you want.
Hey, by the way, congratulations, man. I mean, under these really tough times, for you to be able to open a show and have somebody have the confidence in you, that's just terrific, Tony.
Yeah,
that's
it's a modern-day miracle. I said this jokingly when Steve Cohen, who runs the SiriusXM sports division, said, you know, we're going to hire a guy to talk about sports when there's no sports to talk about.
Yeah.
Mean, You know, who does that, as you once said, Gary? Who has time?
Is that the great Harry Mays is there?
Absolutely.
It is. Great to talk
Harry,
to you.
No, Tony always spoke highly of you, so it's fun, and you guys will be a nice break, because like I said, this is really, really rough stuff, and you got friends, people losing jobs, and back and forth, so you know, this is good timing for you guys.
Now, Gary, since you left, and I remember being on your last show, and by the way, Johnny, the Gout Man, goes back and forth with me on Facebook. I told him last night that we were going to have you on today, so he's excited out there. Johnny Cooks has lost a lot of weight. Mark Foyer, all of our great regulars who haven't been doing well health-wise, they're all getting healthy again, so that's the good news. But the first thing I want to ask is about you.
But I got to tell you, I haven't been on the air since that show. So I just, you know, I had different guys, when they get stuck, call you up. I said, I'm going to, but when it's Bruno, I mean, it's just terrific what you're doing. So I'm making a comeback today. And Harry, believe me, if you ask for a raise, screw you, I'll jump in there for cheap.
Gary, everybody's got a line in their house now. So if you don't
have
a line, you know, I used to have the line in my house in Venice when I would do the hits with you in San Francisco and on local TV. So I was doing it from my office in Venice, California, every day. I was doing my hit, and it was simulcast on Comcast, the Bay Area, and now, of course, NBC Bay Area. So I was doing stuff in my house.
Now Comcast is rerunning Latrell Sprewell's greatest hits. You know?
Exactly right. Hey, did they get to the PJ Carlissimo episode yet?
You know, people laugh about that, Tony. But when you talk about some of the great moments in history, that choking's right up there. I mean, as far as what you remember, that was something else.
Now,
you know?
I told Harry about your great athletic skills back in the day at UNLV.
And BYU, too.
And BYU. No, you didn't play at BYU, did you, Gary?
No. I started out there, played freshman there, and I was there during the race riots, Tony. Do you remember all that stuff?
Absolutely. Come on, Gary. You know that.
We went to, it was Colorado State, the Molotov cocktail. And I remember, I think I told you about when we played in Philadelphia, when I'd go down and buy the Hi-Lit record, remember?
Yes, indeed. The great high school Rooney and McValdio Zoot, man.
Yeah, and they would tell me, this is right in the height of the race stuff, you know, in the late 60s, early 70s, and they'd say, wear your BYU blazer, be proud. I said, no, I'm the one guy getting out of Philly alive. I'm not wearing that thing. Tony, I'm not joking. You know, and we had a couple guys from Finland and another guy from Yugoslavia named Kresimir Čosić. But the point is, they would go out, you know, and the brothers see a guy with BYU at that time. This was not a good time to wear the blazer. But anyway.
Well, you know, the brothers, did BYU have any brothers when you were playing there, Guy?
I was the closest thing to it. And then, no, Tony, I'm the only guy, and I think I've told you this, I'm the only guy to go from an all-white team to an all-black team in NCAA history. So anyway,
is there a place in the Basketball Hall of Fame up there in Massachusetts?
Like a plaque?
A plaque?
No, not at the end here. But I mean, no, I had, and then in Vegas, Harry, I wasn't that good, but I had the complexion to make the connection.
You know, you're exactly right, man.
That was about it. But no, I could play a little bit, but. Now in the backyard, my son is 12, so that's Tony. I'm taking him to the hole, you know.
Oh, absolutely. You got it. You got to school these kids young so that they learn the toughness. So now you got young kids; they're growing, obviously. So people are saying about, you know, because Robin and I are here alone. Harry comes in, Joe and Joe come in, and they run the board, but we're 6 feet apart, and we're all safe. And so, how are you dealing with this? Because I'm hearing that the people who are having the toughest time are the people who are home with multiple kids at the same time, and your wife, so you got, what, five people in the house now?
Yeah, but see, here's the difference, Tony. I mean, like I said, I retired about a year, you know, roughly a year ago, so I'm used to walking around looking at old pictures of myself, you know? So I've been warmed up, and my daughter is home from BYU, or from BYU, from NYU, because, boy, she got out of New York, you know what I mean? Mm. That was a hot spot for this tragedy that's going on. So, Tony, I got to admit, I don't mind. And I got to say, and excuse me, it may come off a little rough, my wife's still young enough and attractive enough, I don't mind looking at her. So
exactly right. Now, you didn't go all Tracy Morgan, though. You didn't go Tracy Morgan. Did you see what he said to Hody yesterday on TV?
No, what did he say?
They asked him what he's been doing, and Tracy Morgan, a great comedian, Hoda wasn't even drinking in this particular segment.
Yeah.
And he asked what he's been doing, and he said, well, you know, I've been having a lot of sex 3 times a day. My wife's been pregnant over the last three times
three
in the last
times
3 months.
Three times he got her pregnant.
In the last 3 months, they had so much sex.
Yeah. No, but Tony, I don't know if you remember, because now, like I said, Lisa and I have been together 23 years, and I got a few years on her, and everybody said, geez, don't you want to get somebody your own age? I said, when I get old, again, this is going to sound rough, but it's the truth. I said, when I get a little older, I want somebody to carry me up the stage. I'm not carrying some old bag up the stairs. You know
exactly
what I mean?
Right. Hey, listen, that's the way it's.
Harry,
right.
You know what I mean. Oh, I lived a life that's full. You know?
I subscribe to that theory, too, man.
Now, Robin has posted a picture, Gary, of the one we had dinner at the Great Grotto number 9-11. What's the name of that place?
Do you know what happened? Mike Giraldi.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it was Mike is a friend of ours, right? You know, good guy. But he had another, like a silent partner, and he wanted to sell it. And so that it's sold now. So it's still the Grotto, but not owned by our friend, the great Mike Giraldi. But I know what picture. Harry, when you were driving Bentleys, did Tony ever clean the bird stuff off your hood?
No. You know, if I had a Bentley, it was for a one-day rental.
No, I was so insecure there, Tony and Harry. Somebody said, when Gary's not as good as he used to be, I said, bullshit, I'm going to go get a Bentley. How you like me now? Oh, he's terrific. You know what I mean?
Well, of course, you know, Gary, the ratty caddy was the big deal because, you know, when you play at UNLV, yeah, everybody thinks you got hooked up.
Right.
We always would talk about Richard the Fixer Perry. Remember Richard the Fixer
sure.
Perry?
In the hot tub.
In the hot tub out there with all the UNLV kids, man. But you were never part of that seamy underworld at UNLV, were you?
No, I wasn't good enough. I had to go to class.
He was there to keep the GPA up.
Harry, I'm not joking. I still remember when somebody at the banquet, I had a C, about a C+. I got through, and they announced, and they were kind of joking, they're going, here's the Phi Beta Kappa of the team, and my mother, she started to cry. I said, Jesus, no, Mom, nobody went to class then. They cheated more than ever, but it was just a setup for the Fixer and those teams that were really good. I mean, we cheated, but we weren't good enough, so nobody cared, but it's all different now. And what do you guys think about this baseball? I'm telling you, to me, and it could be, Tony, I don't know, tell me if I'm wrong. Part of sports, though, is the crowd, the atmosphere, and I know the guys want to make their money off TV and the players want to get paid, but, man, I think after I watch a game or two with no crowd, I don't know if I want to watch anymore. How about you guys?
No, that's a great point.
And you
also won't get to see the new skipper of your San Francisco Gigantes.
Oh.
Yeah, no offense. I'm one of these guys. Win a few games and then start talking about how colorful you are. I'm just not. I guess maybe if I was in a room and he took his shirt off, I'd feel differently. But
he's a great guy. Nobody dislikes Gabe Kapler.
I know. I had him on once a couple years ago when he was looking for work. But my point is, I don't want to hear any of this stuff now till they start playing. Maybe that's just me, but I'm not a spring training guy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, that's why I think your show will make it, because I think you can, you know, instead of talking about, you know, down the road, that bullpen, stop, you know.
Now, I saw that John Miller did a Strat-O-Matic version of baseball over the week. Now, that's what people have to do. I mean, you got all these TV sports channels. What do they have to put on? This is the only thing they can do, Gary.
Tony, as lonely as I might be, I'm not that lonely.
Well, you got 3 kids and a wife. I mean, you can't be lonely.
Yeah, no. I'm joking about to watch Strat-O-Matic, but no. But you know, my son's playing the video game, so he's 12, and I can't. How about this, Tony? I've been off about a year. I retired, so I was kind of warmed up for this. Make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, it wasn't like. You know, you're going to work. Oh, geez, I miss, Fred. I've already gotten over missing Fred in Livermore, you know, so it's.
What about Joe in Livermore, though? Joe in Livermore.
That's right, Joe in Livermore. So, no, but it's just a funny time. You know what's kind of scary to me about all these guys and the sports now? What happens, you just tell me, that people get used to this. And And that's why I think you put on an inferior product now where there's no crowds, and people say, eh, okay, maybe some people will say, this isn't bad. I'll just stay home and watch it and save my money, you know. And I, in other words, it's easy for me to say because I've got no money invested in the game, but I wouldn't put if I were in football, basketball, and baseball, I wouldn't put a secondary product on the field. Does it make sense?
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, the real players want to play. I saw that the baseball players...
And they want to get paid, too.
Yeah, but if they don't, if there's no season, you know what they get? 4% of their salary.
Yeah, 4%, no, I know. I'm talking about... Yeah, Tony, I'm just talking about an overall thing. I wouldn't want to see an inferior product. And I think if you have it without people in the stands, you really miss a lot. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think most people believe that, Gary. We want to know what it looks like. We've seen the wrestling. We've seen fake auto racing and all the other stuff going on.
Well, Gary, yeah. What do you think about the Masters in November if it happens?
Well, I'm married to an African-American woman, Harry, so I don't watch the Masters. But anyway.
Well, what about the PGA? Isn't the PGA going to be out there at Harding Park?
Harding Park,
Harding Park. That's right in the neck of the woods there, Gary.
All right. No, Harry, all of us, I don't know Harry, so Harry took a gulp there on me. No, I'm teasing. That's just never been one of my, I'm a football, basketball, baseball guy. And watching people in $500 slacks bend over, I've never got into that to the extent that I would miss it.
Come on, Harry, I mean? When Art Spander goes to all the majors around the world, and he breaks it down better than anybody, talking about legendary figures out in the Bay Area.
Arnie Spanier?
The great Art Spanier.
Oh, Art Spanier. No, okay.
Hey, I'm glad you said that. Used to be Arnie Spanier, Harry, was one of our favorites. You remember, Tone?
That's Arnie Spanier, yes. He was a talk show host. I think he's still on yelling somewhere. I love Arnie, though.
You know Art Spander's daughter is now one of the top. She's a big agent.
Yes, Debbie Spander.
Debbie Spander, very nice. Great. Art's a great guy, and his daughter, beautiful family. Art doesn't want to stay home, but outside of that, he's terrific. Harry, nobody invites him, and he goes to all these events. It's terrific.
He's an absolute – he's a national treasure, Art.
No, but Debbie works for the Wasserman. You know, the Wasserman group?
Not Wasserman Schultz.
Wasserman Schultz in Florida, right?
No, I don't think she works for it. No, I know Debbie Spander, and his other daughter was working for EA Sports when I was doing the Madden games.
Oh, okay. Really? Okay.
Yes.
05, 06, 07, right?
Exactly, yes.
Well, because I knew you know who Lou Wasserman is, the guy who discovered Spielberg, and then he was the big, the number one Hollywood, producer and all these for years. Only guy who said, I don't want a funeral. And they said, why not? He says, I don't want anybody who hates me to show up. You know, and that's the only guy. But Lou Wasserman, then his son is Casey Wasserman. You look that up, Tony.
Yes, doesn't he run the Staples Center and those buildings?
Well, he's right in there. I'm not exactly sure if he runs that, but he's a big, big wheel. Anyway, Debbie Spander works for him. I'm sure your audience is thrilled with this.
This is the kind of stuff Gary and I would talk about every day. And there were sports to talk about, and we would still go off on these.
No, it was funny, Tony. It's funny, your name came up. Geez, when was about 2 months ago. The Bay Area sports guy, nice guy, wrote this really nice piece on retired I was doing the thing, when you're done, all that stuff. And it talked about our segment. And I was talking about how the business has changed. Because Tony and I, when Salvador was there, we'd go 35 minutes, you know, Harry, on a station with a lot of commercials, and they just blow out the commercials, and now it's you know what I mean? It was a different type deal. But so your name came up in the article, Tony. It was pretty good.
No, I know. I never met the Bay Area sports guy, but he's doing pretty well. He started out just a guy who would tweet stuff, and then he got his own site. And then I still hear from our other great Bay Area sports media guy all the time.
Who's that?
Your boy Rich.
Oh yeah, he's hanging in there. Yeah, no, everybody's trying to do their thing. It's just, you know, Tony, I can't keep praising you enough, though, is that to stand out now in this environment is really good. It's just rough because there's, you know, everybody's trying, and the audience, I think, is, I don't want to say it's dwindling, but, you know, people, the social media, now they can, you know, why should I wait on hold to talk on a show unless the guy is, you know, Tony Bruno? Why should I wait on hold if I can just send out a tweet and, you know, get my ego stroked that way. It's a tough time for everybody.
Yes, it is, Gary. Now, and I, you know, we think about you. People ask me all the time since the day you retired, you know, when is Gary going to come back? Why doesn't he do a podcast? You can sit at home and do it. Everybody's sitting
at home.
You guys
need to do a segment together. Speaking of which, there's tons and tons of people that are on the chat room here on our Twitch TV page. And
hey, Robin, next time, say hello first, for Christ's sake.
Hey, Gary.
Give it to her.
I said hello to you yesterday.
Hey, in fact, Robin, Tony never finished the story. So we go to Mike Giraldi's restaurant, and I was showing off. If I was as good as Tony, hell, I could have walked, but I wasn't as good as Tony, so I had to have a big car, Harry. So we parked the Bentley. We come out. It's covered in bird crap. And Tony, immediately, this is when I knew Tony. I said, Jesus Christ. Tony gets out and starts polishing, getting rid of the bird crap. He sends out a tweet and gets 1,500 responses on bird crap in 5 minutes.
That's what you got to do, Harry. That's what the people want.
No, because I don't do much of that. Every once in a while, you know, I'll throw something out there. But Tony does this thing, and I'm thinking, Tony, nobody cares.
Exactly. Nobody cares. Yeah, they do.
As the great Johnny X would say, nobody cares.
Well, I have the photograph of you
wiping the pigeon
wiping
poop.
The pigeon.
No, it's seagull poop. Down there.
Did you use Meguiar's wax?
No, I just used water, and I got a napkin inside the restaurant.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. No, but I, like I said, Robin, no, that was something where I knew Tony. I said, geez. He got 1,500 responses, and just think if we had done something really to help mankind instead of, you know, say we had donated to a charity to help people instead of just getting bird crap off of Bentley, you know?
Yeah, but it was a good, at least, you know, when you got rid of the Bentley, you know, the resale value was still there, Gary, because there weren't any stains from the seagull poop that burn right through the paint surface. So
yeah,
now,
yeah.
So you went to what? You're driving like a minivan now, Chrysler Caravan, or?
Hey, Tony, no offense. I may be retired, but that doesn't mean I'm limping. No, I got a Mercedes 560S. You kidding?
Wow.
Oh, yeah. The problem is it's sitting in the garage, and, you know, you can't go anyplace. I got to just, every once in a while, Harry, I'll just move it out in front of the house so the people can see what I'm driving, but that's about it.
Well, yeah, you want to keep the tires round. You got to roll around a little bit.
Go around the block.
Wow.
No, I was always... Harry, you wouldn't like me. I was a big front. No offense. I was Don Tollefson before Don Tollefson. So
No. I know you weren't, Gary. No, you weren't.
Why? What happened to him?
He went to jail. I don't think you've ever gone to jail. Even going to UNLV and you didn't go to jail, you're never going to go to jail if you didn't go to jail at UNLV, Gary.
No, because I would get these things that say, oh, you're the Bob LaBelle. Remember him from Boston?
Yeah.
Or you're the Don Tollefson of, you know, of Philadelphia. Wait a minute. He's in jail?
He was.
Is he out now?
I think he's out.
Okay, I don't know. They're letting everybody out of jail.
He was framed.
He was framed.
I don't even know what happened.
The great line, though, Gary, always one about the Frank Sinatra. We'll close with this.
Yes.
The greatest Frank Sinatra story that Gary has. Because Gary's a big Vegas, you know, Frank Sinatra, Rat Pack guy, like all of us old school guys. What was the line, Gary?
Well, so is my friend Rich. Richie's a big Sinatra guy.
Absolutely.
Too. You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but no. Sinatra once saved my life. How'd he do it? He goes, he told the guy, that's enough.
That's
so
enough.
Anyway.
That's it. By the way, Don Tollefson out of jail in 2017 after 14 months serving a sentence where he was taking money based on a charity and was skimming that money away from for kids who were intended to get the money.
All right. Well, listen, I'm not here to make fun. I didn't know he'd been in jail, but I'm just saying, you know, in every big city, they would have a TV sportscaster that people seem to know. And I would hear Bob. You never heard of Bob LaBelle in Boston?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Yeah, Bob LaBelle in Boston and then Gian Greco in Chicago. Anyway, see, all that stuff's gone away. That's why I said, hey, that's time to get out now. So I'm feeling good. I got a beautiful wife. I got three kids who quit smoking. They're all good, and that's I'm happy. You know.
Well, your kids weren't smoking, Gary.
No, of course not.
Okay,
smoking what?
No, huh? Those kids didn't smoke.
No. We got look at Harry. No, we got a 12-year-old Spencer. Got a Isabella sophomore in high school, and then Jolie going to NYU. And in fact, Tony, kind of sad in a, you know, what do you call it? People with real problems, right? But She was set to go to Spain to spend her junior year. Now I don't think she's going to go, you know.
Wow.
We're going to keep her here listening to Sirius. So,
exactly right.
Well, listen, man, I mean, I just, you know, we got off on our riff. We know what's going on in the world, and it's nothing to be laughing about. But the main thing is you're absolute best. Like I used to always introduce the show, they'd say America's number one sports radio personality. And I'll never forget, Harry, then the GM says, well, let's take a little from you and give it to him if he's that good. I think not that good. Not that good.
I mean, anyway. No, it was an incredible run over 17 years together every day, Gary. And I'll never regret it, never forget it. And everybody talks about it all the time, especially out in the Bay Area who listen to almost every single morning.
Well, Tony, I still get, like when I retired, I'm not exaggerating, and I'm not a big, like I said, a big social media guy, but I bet I got like a hundred and twenty-five people said, hey, you and Tony ought to do a show. I said, no, I don't want to spoil it. So that's, when you're done, you're done. And, again, Harry Mays knows Tollefson, so I'm not messing on with him.
No, I know Don, too, and that was an unfortunate situation. But he paid his, you know, he did his time, did the crime, you do the time.
Hey, it was framed, the way I saw it.
No doubt about it. That's the way it always is.
Tony, who was the guy that was always framed? There was somebody we'd be laughing, and he was always framed. But whenever somebody did
Everybody's framed now, Gary. You don't have any street cred unless you've been framed one way or another.
Hey, by the way, you know, it's funny. My son's waiting. We're going to go out for a walk, so we can still get outside as long as you don't get near anybody, you know?
Exactly.
Have you done that?
Oh, yeah. Robin and I don't get near each other, and we live together. You know, it's what happens after a while, guys.
Do you wear a mask?
Are you still there after I attacked you for not saying hello?
Oh, I'm still here.
Okay. No, you're good. You guys got a good thing going because Robin's cool, and you got a good man there, Robin, and he's – Tony, some of us do this just to support your families and all this. You really love what you do. I mean, I enjoy it too, but not like you. You're terrific. And like I said, I hear there's an opening. What's the name of that thing that you wanted Spencer to listen to? Twitch?
Twitch, yeah, twitch.tv. That's what all the kids are listening to. Now they have sports shows on there too. So you can watch me every day, Gary.
In my
basement in South Philadelphia on the street I grew up in where I used to call you telling I was fixing my mom's house.
Yeah, that's right. Now,
exactly.
Did your mom pass?
No, she's still with us. 95, going on 96, Gary.
Yeah, because my mom finally left at 99.
Wow, it's incredible. Yeah. What a generation that was, man.
Yeah, well, Tom Brokaw, thank you. The best generation.
The greatest generation.
Can you please take your top off? I'd like to help your career. But anyway, yeah. All right, guys.
Gary, it's great to talk to you again. Everybody's excited to hear you. Everybody who hasn't heard you in forever gets to hear you first again out of retirement for just at least 15 minutes. On a
well,
dumb
I'm telling
show.
Everybody now, I only work national. I'm not doing this local garbage. And Harry,
yes,
I got three words for you to have a long run. You ready?
Yes.
You're right, Tony.
That's right.
Right.
you are right about that, boss.
No. Hey, great talking with you guys.
You too. By the way, Rich Lieberman says, don't forget to plug 415 Media.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. Rich is still doing his thing, and everybody, we're all hanging in there. So, Robin, thanks for booking me.
Anytime, Gary, anytime.
And next time, just admit to me Art Spender was busy, but that's all right. We'll see you.
Beautiful. Hey, Gary, say hi to the wife and the kids, and
all right,
stay safe.
Hey, congratulations, and keep it rolling. It's going to be a hit, man.
Thank you, Gary. Stay safe out there, bro.
All right.
Thanks, Gary.
There is the great Gary Radnich out there in San Francisco, man. The city by the bay. He had to downgrade from the Bentley to the Mercedes 5 Series, 7 Series.
Tough life,
that's
man.
Still pretty nice. Was it a 560 set?
I don't even know.
Dude.
I don't go above the $30,000 models.
Yeah.
That's Tony
it's
and Harry.
It's definitely not the base model.
Lots more still ahead. Andrew Siciliano in the next hour. We're going to take some calls, too. 215-462-TONY. 215-462-8669 on Sirius 211.
Boy, that brings back memories. Everybody doing the quotes from you and Gary from back in the day. I know we got a break. What's some of the other ones that they were saying?
Phenomenal knowledge.
Phenomenal knowledge is one of them. And then Mickey, damn it, Radnich, we've heard this story before. Oh, good stuff. So for those of you who are listening on the Twitch show, you are the only ones that are able to continue listening throughout the commercial breaks.
Yep.
And this is the time that if you had any additional questions or comments that we would be able to read out loud. I will bring in some of the Twitch comments and Twitter comments during the regular the serious portion of the show. But this is kind of this. The commercial breaks are really dedicated to our Twitch family.
Yeah. So now we're looking at everybody on Twitch, and you're still watching us while we're in the break on Sirius.
Even Harry has it up on his screen.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, no, this is actually out of battery.
Oh, it did.
Now.
Oh,
yeah.
I have to.
I'm just looking here.
Back in.
This is a short break, so you're okay. Back
we're ready. We're ready. We have any calls? Anybody calling in? We have open lines.
I have
right
not
now.
Opened the lines yet because of us being so heavy.
This is great. That was a great segment, says Jayhawks. And Fairweather Marvin says, Lee Hammer says no. The program director.
That's right. Not anymore.
No,
he's gone.
Who does that? I know. I thought I had it in here.
I interviewed with him once.
With Lee Hammer?
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of program directors, Lee, you know, because the company, there's like five stations and they made him in charge of all of them instead of the one sports station.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on Sirius XM 211.
I gotta put tap shoes on to come back to that, man. I like it. Robin found that, right? Did you find that that music? It's not even like it's non.
Yes, I did.
What is it called?
It's royalty free.
Royalty free. We don't even have to worry about that anymore.
No, we won't get shut off. We won't go silent because of it. We won't get little notification from YouTube, etc., saying you are in violation.
Well, yeah, there's no vocals.
No, right. You don't want to vote.
It doesn't matter. Any kind of music that's been copyrighted, you'll get in trouble playing. And I mean, YouTube is seriously, their algorithm, their robot is the worst. Within 2 seconds.
They shut you down?
They recognize, the algorithm on YouTube recognizes music as fast as Tony does.
Exactly. And what it is that they don't shut you down. For example, when they re-air the show or when they put it up, they'll just cut the part out if you play a song. But now that we're on Sirius, we don't have to worry
doesn't
about
matter.
That anymore.
Yeah.
We can do whatever we want.
I actually did a segment with you and Gary on Gary's show
once.
We were at Rock Bottom Brewery in King of Prussia, and I stayed after the show. It was like 45 minutes long. I never laughed so hard in my life.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It was just hilarious.
It was just two guys just shooting the breeze every day about things. And the thing about it is we would go off on tangents.
It was all stream of consciousness.
Yeah, exactly.
Too.
It was no... I mean, when you could do a half an hour every single day without even planning. What are we going to talk about?
There was no structure.
There was no structure. There was nothing. It was just free-form stuff, which was hard to believe in the day. There's still the day where, you know, program directors are standing over your back saying, hey enough of that. Don't talk about that. Come on. We're going to lose. Three people are going to tune out right now.
Get it back to this. Yeah.
Get it back to the Eagles. Whatever. But you know what's big right now, Harry?
Hmm.
This is what's big. Who's zooming who? Speaking of great songs, remember Aretha?
Yes, of course.
Everybody's using Zoom now. We have a Zoom recorder, but that's not the same thing.
Well, that's that technology where now all people can have a meeting at once on their computer.
And then I'm reading that China can access all of that stuff.
Probably.
So while you're on there Zooming somebody and you're doing your job, whatever it may be, and you're on Zoom, China's siphoning all that information.
I think the same thing happens with that house party app. Have you heard about that?
No,
too?
I know about the TikTok, apparently, is one of the house party.
Yeah, house party. I downloaded it last week, and you can bring it.
I've never even heard of this.
You could do it's almost like FaceTime with multiple people. You can bring like five, six different people in for a happy hour we did, right? But the thing drains your battery like you wouldn't believe, and I think they spy on you, so I got rid of it. I got paranoid after one episode with it.
Yes.
Now, I think the Chinese are looking at us.
Well, they say the
everything.
Same thing with TikTok. That TikTok
yeah,
is
I never
by,
got into that.
Is owned by a Chinese company.
The only good thing about TikTok is for the short attention span world and we live, there's like 10, 12 seconds. That's all you really need.
It's almost like a longer Vine, isn't it? Like those Vine videos were like 7 seconds.
Yes.
Yeah. That's
right?
enough.
Longer Vine.
Yeah. That's no, all but, I need. Give me seven. You give me 7 seconds. I'll pay attention.
I'll give you the
anything
world.
Over 15, 20, I'm gone.
Yeah, right.
That's
no,
the world we live
there's
in.
There's really not much that I would be worried about somebody getting a hold of. Like, who cares if they have my name? But if you're doing homework networking and you are talking to business back and forth,
they could spy on
they
you.
They could seriously get a hold of some really critical information somehow. So.
Is it like chat roulette? No, I don't think that's the same thing. Roulette. That's a different.
Is that even around?
Who knows?
I don't
in
think
this
it's
day and age,
anymore.
You know the other thing. What about Tinder?
Yeah,
I mean, can you have contactless hookups now? How do you hook up with somebody on Tinder?
Yeah, that's true.
Where there's no contact allowed.
Well, you know, do people on Tinder really care about the rules?
I think now they do. They didn't care about the other stuff. Now they think they could die.
Right.
Although they didn't think they could die with any other disease that's possible when you're having wanton sex. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but you got to be safe in everything you do.
But, Tony, you didn't see the guy that went on the date that was in, like, the giant...
With the condom?
No, it was like a gerbil ball. Like, so he sent a girl a... He was flirting with her. I think he took used his drone to drop a note to her. And I think they went out on a date where she's not in a bubble, but he's in, like, a giant hamster ball. Like, I can't think of the lead singer.
Like
the
John Travolta
lips.
And the Bubble Boy?
Almost, yeah.
The boy in the bubble?
Yeah.
But, or Bubble Boy with Jake Gyllenhaal. But, yes. But yeah, so apparently they went out on a stroll while he was in a giant, you know.
So he could communicate?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it's muffled through the plastic but or the rubber, but
and
whatever.
There's no access to the plastic from outside.
Not that I'm aware of. I
only
really skimmed
through it. There are strategically placed holes in the bubble.
The greatest video ever was the movie, the Naked Gun movie.
Yeah.
Remember? Mm-hmm. Where Frank Drebin hooks up with Priscilla Presley, and then they are in full condoms. Remember that scene? They go out together. And then they go back to his room, and they're in full body. I think they sell those on South Street here in Philadelphia. Condom
the
Kingdom.
The body condoms?
The full body condoms. That's what you got to use now to go out.
Yeah.
I have a scuba mask. Did you see that one
out.
I wore the other day?
I saw it.
I got a full face scuba mask.
You were going to do the show with that.
Yeah, and it doesn't work. There's no microphone in there. Or I would do it. I'll do it when I'll call my buddies Petros and Money out there in Los Angeles when they do Frogman Friday. That's what they call their shows, Frogman Friday. What better way to appear on a show than wearing a frogman mask. You know what I'm saying, huh? Meanwhile, still ahead. We got to play this. We have time to play the Tracy Morgan thing. I talked about it with Gary.
Yeah, I saw this earlier
Tracy
today.
Morgan, great comedian, funny guy. Remember he had that bad accident a couple years ago?
That wasn't far from here. I think that was that in Delaware?
It was on a turnpike. I think it was in
or
a
Jersey
turnpike.
Yeah, maybe Jersey.
Remember
he
was run off the road and he almost died?
Yeah.
I mean, he was in horrific. I think it was a Walmart truck, right? And then he sued and they had to settle that. And now, obviously, he's 100% better again, and now he's at home, inside, the same thing. And he went on with Hoda. Did she get rid of Kathy Lee? I thought
Hoda
they were...
Kotb is her name, right?
I never knew her. I only knew her as Hoda.
Yeah, Hoda. Hoda Kotb, Today's Show.
Yeah. But she and What's-Her-Face used to drink all the time.
They drink white wine at, like, 10 in the morning. How
That's
great
weak.
Is that?
You got to drink red wine. You don't drink white wine. You drink white wine at, like, 4 in the afternoon when you got a couple of chicks by the pool.
Yeah. It's got to be
cold. In the summertime, you're out of the pool. You bring out the white, you know, you bring out the Chardonnays. Mm. And you bring out the Moscatos for the chicks. Dudes do not drink white wine chilled in the afternoon.
I like Chardonnay.
You do?
Yeah.
A nice,
pretty good.
Buttery one.
A little Kendall Jackson.
We got some over here.
Yeah?
Yeah. Not Kendall Jenner.
No.
No, she's not seeing, now are they together now? Are they allowed to be together?
I don't know. I think they don't have the same rules we have.
I'm talking about our 76ers.
I know, right? Ben Simmons. We're talking about stars, like celebrities.
Yeah,
I don't know if they play by the same rules.
So Tracy Morgan was on with Hoda on, was that the fifth hour of the Today Show? Now I don't even know when it's on anymore.
This might be the regular Today Show. I'm not sure.
It's the fourth hour? We have, well, what's four mean? The fourth hour of the Today Show?
Four minutes
left of the segment. So Tracy Morgan goes on with Hoda and talks about what he's been doing during the sequestration, and he's not even a member of a jury.
Being at home for Tracy and his family.
Oh, well, me and my wife been quarantining here for like 3 weeks, so she's pregnant three times. Every week she got pregnant.
Okay. So, you know.
So we're role-playing a lot now. We're role-playing. She's playing a young maiden whose grandfather was infected with coronavirus. And I'm the scientist who discovered the cure. And she'll do anything to save her grandfather's life.
Okay.
And I mean anything.
Well, you are a creative one. All right. So tell me. Now, we know what your house looks like because you know what, Tracy? Willie took us on a tour. We know what's going on in that home of yours. There's a being at home.
Oh, my gosh.
She's referencing Willie Geist.
Yes.
There.
By the way,
who's calling you?
This is my son, my older son,
dude,
with my grandchild down there in Chestnut. What town is he in, Maryland, Robin? No, it's not Chestertown. He's right near Chestertown in Maryland on the Eastern Shore, down there Kent Island. He knows I'm on the air, and he's calling me while we're on the air.
It's like my mom.
My son Chris doesn't even call in, and he's listening, so that means my son's not even listening.
Wow.
With my grandson. He should be listening right now so that he, too, one day, the great Vincent, Dominic Vincent Bruno, could start picking up the vibrations and learning that one day he, too, can continue the bloodline, the Bruno name, and become another radio great. Or get into something even more reasonable, like plumbing, HVAC.
Right.
You know, things that really matter.
Cybersecurity.
Cybersecurity.
Yeah.
Or a trade. Go out there and drive a truck.
Just like Mike Rowe says, we
exactly
need to get
right
back to the basis.
Exactly right. Coming up in the next hour, Andrew Siciliano. We'll get some football chatter from the West Coast out there at the NFL Network. Also, we'll have a Big Moon update.
Big Moon?
Yes. Not Warren Moon.
No.
Not some big chick that's flashing a moon
or
on a subway.
Moon.
Or Keith Moon.
Yeah.
Or Moon Pies or any of the other things.
Or Sailor Moon.
Sailor Moon.
I saw the moon as I drove home yesterday afternoon.
Like
you could see it in the afternoon. Maybe that's
yes, you know
what
this
is all
about. But tonight is the night, Harry.
Oh, tonight. Okay.
Tonight we're going to have a super moon.
Hmm.
It will be the biggest and brightest of the year. Sounds like Trump. It's the biggest. Believe me.
It's
this
the
will
greatest.
Be the biggest and brightest moon of the year. The moon will be the closest it gets to the Earth.
Oh, okay.
In this particular full. It's a combination. It's like the full moon and the new moon. When they come together as one, in a safe way, though. They do get within 6 feet of one another, but it's the moon, and nobody's
right
up there right now except a bunch of
infected
old space junk.
Yeah.
It's just all the flags and all the stuff that's still up there. So you don't have to worry about when the moon and the new moon and the full moon come together. You following me, Robin?
I try. I really do.
And just remember the most important thing to remember.
I saw a tiger.
Oh, God. Because I know you had a new song for today, too.
Yes, I did. I just
played
it. Who's Zoom? No, you know
what the
song
is? No, the other one.
We'll do it in the next hour. I'll bring to you the... See, every day we're trying to think of fresh new things.
And when we come back, Andrew Siciliano.
Andrew Siciliano. Gee, it's like everybody I've ever worked with.
Yeah, it's like the who's who of Tony co-hosts.
Or who the hell is that guy? As is Johnny X would say out there in the... I had it here and I didn't play it for Gary. That's there he is. Nobody cares, Johnny. Whenever Kanye would call and Harry would talk about something and Gary would talk about something, we'd always drop the famous
nobody cares.
Nobody cares. You care. That's why you're going to stick around. Happy hour's coming up. The 5 o'clock hour here in the East. Stick around. Tony Bruno, Harry, Miss Robin, the whole gang here on Sirius XM 211. Stick around. It's going to be fun, fun, fun. We may have a beer, too.